the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Sneaker Podcast. This is season 7, episode 7, recording on the 7th of March. What?
Oh, wow.
Wow. See what I did there?
That's better than 2-22-22.
No, it's way not. Better.
So that's too, yeah, too many twos, but we'll talk about 2-2-2-2-2-2-2s later.
Segue.
I'm your host, Mike D. What's going on? Alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What's up, man?
What's up? What's up? We also got Chloral in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And Sean Collar, give it to me.
Hey now.
Yeah. Full squad, everyone.
Full squad.
It's good to see everyone's faces. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the Sneaker Podcast brought to you by our good friends over at Sneaker Logic, Sneaker Cleaner. That's sneakerlogic.com. Sneaker-logic.com. Go check them out. Go use our coupon code TSP15. Get 15% off your order. Organic. It's made here in the Great White North of Canada. Thank you. Go check out their wipes also. I've been carrying wipes a lot more with me lately with the weather we've been having.
Yes. Messy.
Agreed?
Yeah.
I messy
think
weather.
It's essential. It's essential to have in the back pocket, in your bag, in your tote bag, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe, you still rocking tote bags all the time these days?
Not as much.
Not as much?
No.
Okay.
Not as much. It's weird, eh?
Yeah. I mean, you were the tote bag guy.
Yeah.
Totes.
It's not that.
Totes,
it's not the goes. Season
totes
yet.
Totes. Yeah, I hear you.
It's tough with those big jackets.
It is. Yeah. It is.
You know, you
go
know
follow
where,
them.
Oh, sorry. Oh. You know where I've been using the wipes a lot?
What's that?
Whenever I take sneaker photos.
Ah, oh, yes,
when
of course.
When I'm about
quick
to do
cleanup?
Like a shoot.
Yeah,
a quick
one over, quick, once over?
Yeah, on the midsole
quick
and everything.
Quick wipe?
Yeah. Mm.
Possibly.
Oh, quick wipe. That's
not
why
quick
they're
wipe.
Called quick wipes. Oh, my. Now it's all coming together.
No, sneaker wipes.
Sneaker wipes. They're
sneaker wipes.
They're not quick
right.
wipes.
They're quick.
Sneaker
they're
wipes.
Quick, and they're wipes. The
quicker picker upper.
But they're four sneakers, so they're
no,
sneaker wipes.
No, yes. No, that's Mr. Okay. Clean. Sorry. We're getting off topic. Anyway, go check them out. Go give them a follow on the gram. Where can they do so, Mr. Sean Collar?
At sneakerlogic_official.
There you go. You got it. Wow. Congratulations.
You put me on the spot
don't
there, man.
Let Sean hear this.
Never throw to me. I'm bad under pressure.
Sorry, Sean. Sorry, brother of Sean. Guys, let's kick off the podcast like we always do, and that's with what we wore on feet. Today was crazy day for me.
Oh,
yes. So I will kick it off. I wore a pair of Adidas.
Uh-huh.
Pusha T.
Oh.
Oswego's.
Oh, triple nice. Black. Triple black. Just kidding. I don't know what they are.
There was a lot. There's a lot of black, but there's some like lime green on there as well.
Some yellow.
Some really.
Some orange.
Green. Or
green.
Green. No orange.
No orange.
Oh. Yeah. Very bright neon green. Laces on those. Love those shoes. Super comfortable. Always love. And Oswego. Who's up next? Who wore what on feet today?
I'll go.
Oh.
Damn.
Chris claimed it.
It's kind of like a melty snow, melty ice type of situation.
Melty.
We had rain.
Yes.
No snow. Mm-mm. Rain.
Mm.
And so I went with a... Silver Bullet Air Max 97, well protected for the elements.
Very nice.
Yep.
Elements. A little bit of bubble all across the bottom just to
like
keep
that.
Me elevated from the icy wetness. So I'm really happy with that. Yeah.
Very nice.
That is a great shoe that would clean up nicely with a sneaker wipe.
Sneaker wipe.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Just 100%.
Great shoe for that.
The whole bubble. One,
yep.
All the
exactly.
windows.
Cleans up the midsole nice. And I've always liked the midsole on those. They have like a gloss to them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They do clean up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question.
Anyways.
Quick question.
Yes.
Do I need a second pair of those?
Yes.
Silver Bullets?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have 2015.
17.
The newest one?
17. That's what
17.
I'm saying.
17?
Right.
So.
No, you don't.
They're announcing another, a retro. It's coming back.
I imagine they all
this
come
year.
Back. Yeah. Oh, really?
It should.
Yeah. It's the 20 something anniversary.
Yeah.
Good guess.
25th.
Well, that would be next
yeah,
year, 22. Though, wouldn't it?
20, huh?
What would. It would be next year. 25th
anniversary.
Oh, yeah, it's 25th. You're right. It is 25th. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, math is not
what I'm doing. And so it's supposed to come back, and apparently more like the original. But
I'm
I don't
sure
know what that
slimming,
entails.
Slimming the like more throw available? Box, all that stuff.
More
the shape
bubble,
is better.
Maybe?
Bigger yeah. bubble.
So
more
I don't know
silvery
just
bullets.
Wait for that.
Yeah. I would do that for sure. Wait for it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's a good shoe, though. I would pick up that shoe.
You gotta, yeah.
If
so
it
that's
re-releases.
You have to have a backup. The new one could be your backup, for sure.
Totally.
Or that one, other one craps the bed.
All right.
When the bubble goes.
Mm-hmm.
When the bubble goes. Very nice wear, Chris. Very nice. Chloe, what about you? What'd you wear on feet today?
I wanted to wear a new shoes pickup, but it didn't happen. Didn't have time to swap or lace the shoes up.
Mm.
And shit. So I ended up wearing some Jounds, the Reebok Classics. Yeah, nylons. And I was fine with that. Hopefully tomorrow I'll have more time to lace these bad boys up. And,
beautiful.
Yeah.
With the pending sunshine ahead of us, I believe we are looking to brighter horizons when it comes to wearing sneakers outside. I know I was in my closet the other day. With my wife, thank goodness my wife was there. She's helped me clean out my closet. 5 garbage bags, everyone.
Ooh.
Of clothing.
Wow.
I have.
Of what?
Gone. Like what? Gone. There's some stuff in there. There's a donate pile and there's a get these out of the house in a garbage bin pile.
Wow.
That feels great,
and,
eh?
Yeah.
It does. Like it really freed up a lot of room. So I was able to like move some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at my collection. I'm just looking at the ones that are out and going, oh, I can't wait till summer.
Yeah.
You know? Dry weather ahead of us.
We'll talk about it after. I think Sean needs to tell us what he wore.
Oh, yeah. What I wore on feet today.
Sean, what did you wear on feet today? Jeez, just get it over with.
Well, my spring break or my March break is over now, guys. I hate to tell you that. I know you're all disappointed that my break, my vacation's over. So today was my first day back at work, and I also realized that it is now officially Air Max month.
Mm-hmm. Officially.
And so just for shits and giggles, I busted out my Air Max 1 anniversary pack, the blue colorway, the blue Air Max ones.
Man, you sound depressed wearing that shit.
I'm depressed that I'm back at work, Chloe. That's why I'm depressed.
Okay. Okay, I thought you were depressed about wearing those Air Max 1s.
I had to work
ones.
Today,
no,
Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that shoe. I love it. Honestly, there's times where I'm like, maybe I like this better than the red colorway. I think
yeah,
the
I can
blue
see that.
Sometimes is up there. It's a sleeper, but it's a hit. Yeah, I love those shoes, and they're so super comfortable.
It's one of those blue pill, red pill situations.
Exactly.
Maybe you
I
like
chose
that steak.
The blue pill.
Maybe
I want
you like how that steak tastes.
Maybe that's exactly what it is. Yeah. I like the steak. Yeah, tastes so good. But that's it. That was my wear.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice. How are you still getting the looks at work? Like, oh, he's wearing sneakers again?
No. Now everybody,
they're just used to it.
It's funny because a lot of my coworkers are now like asking me if I like their sneakers, which is very
just
nice.
Pick these up at Skechers over the weekend.
Flattering.
What do you
that
think?
They want me to look at people's sneakers. People will say, you have to see what sneakers so-and-so is wearing. Go have a look. And I'm like, What am I supposed to do with that?
You gotta be polite.
God bless them. They're civilians. I'm very polite. I love those as usual. Oh, very nice. I love the colors. Yeah. No idea what that is.
Don't know what that is, but yeah.
Did Walmart have a sale?
A
I don't know. You know what I mean, like Globo, 2 for BOGO. Anyway.
Those old school Byway sneaker bins.
Yeah. Listen, it's very flattering. They see me as the sneaker
guy. You know.
But it's yeah, I don't get it. No, they like the, I often get compliments on my sneakers, so it's very nice. They're very nice, my coworkers.
Well, you're know not, how you divert attention away from their sneakers is you start pulling out some cargo trousers from Quality.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm still, you have to bag your look and then you flip it on them and you're like, oh, I can't see your crotch area.
When I
so
wear
well
my
anymore.
Corduroys, when I finally pull out the corduroys, I'll they won't be able to look at my sneakers.
No, these cargo trousers have that little
the drawstring
rubber band,
right?
That drawstring band at the bottom.
Yeah. Right.
I like those.
Yeah,
they're good. They're good,
I
and
need
they get the pockets
those.
In the front.
I need a pair of those. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Nice colors.
Very, very nice. And I was gonna say, they have to make comments about your pants because you're a tight pant guy now, right?
Tight pant.
Toit pants. Yes.
Well, it was funny because I was talking to our good friend, Mr. B. Menard, over at Quote T today. He said he was in Toronto over the weekend.
Oh, shit.
Didn't tell me.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Son of a bitch. But he did say he had time to stop by the store, and he's like, very nice store. Thank you very much, Brandon. Oh, you weren't,
and you
weren't
there? While you weren't there.
I wasn't there. No, it was my day off.
Oh, man.
So I was like, oh, that sucks. And I told him that, too. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry I wasn't able to be there. He goes, oh, don't worry. I was greeted at the door. I had great information. I'm like, oh,
very nice.
I'm like
well
a proud
done.
Dad.
Well done, staff. You
know? Exactly. Thanks for picking up my slack.
Yeah.
Kidding. Anyways, go check them out. Quality, guys. That's the only pants I wear at work. Yep. It's weird because people always ask me, why don't you wear a pair of Adidas pants? I'm sorry. Not my thing. Mm-mm. I'm a quality guy.
Wow.
That's dedication. Dapper Dan, man.
I did a count of my quality pant total. It's up there.
It's not good.
It's up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can only imagine because, like I said, when we were cleaning that closet, we did my dresser too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I have a problem. I need another dresser. I need another dresser.
Problem.
Yeah, this is great, but awful at the same time. But you know what I do when I move out some of my older koala stuff?
What do
I
you
give
do?
Them to my brother because he loves them.
Oh, yes. That's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
He's able to wear them too. So
it's just mine.
They're not wearing out. I just have so much, and I just like okay. The older stuff goes to him. Mm. I'll take the new stuff. Sorry, Ian.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good way for him to get into the brand too. He loves the brand as well. But if you love the brand as much as we do, you can head on over to their website, quality.com. Use that coupon code KICKS20, 20% off your order.
Mm-hmm.
Super fast shipping. Go check them out. Where can they find them on the gram? Christopher Chu.
At quality, KUWALATEE.
Well, he still spelled it.
Go check him out. Yeah. Well, you know what? You have to. But everyone does that pause because we have to figure out how to.
That's true.
I wanted to give people time to get a pencil and a pad of paper.
I see what you're doing. Well, I think it's time, everybody. New shoes!
Wow.
It's a rattlesnake.
I don't know. It's the only thing I had close to me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Next time I'll bring my guitar. New shoes, everyone. Now, I wasn't here last week. Sorry about that. Shout out to Calby as well.
Yeah, shout out to Calby.
Shout out to Cal.
Yeah.
Shout out to Calby. Go check him out. Go follow him as well. Yes. I want to talk about this because I did a thing, but I think you guys should go first.
Oh, okay.
I have no pickups. I have no new shoes, so you guys can have at it. I have something coming, but nothing didn't arrive yet.
Go Clo.
Okay.
All right. Go Clo. So on Thursday was the bigger release of the Jound. The Jound New Balance 990 V3.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky enough to score them at retail.
Bravo. Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super happy. And you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
It was at 10 o'clock.
Such a close shoe.
I logged in like 10 minutes before on my work super internet. I always stuck to the work super internet.
Shout out to the work super.
And I logged in before, watched the whole countdown. And what do you know? 7 minute queue. On my phone, work phone, mm-hmm. 1 hour. Both of them.
Whoa.
Yeah. Everybody, super internet wins again. Help me out and some buddies, all of them. 1 hour, even more. I'm like, guys, just turn that shit off. Forget about it.
Yeah,
I think it might happen.
At 7 minutes. Yeah.
7 minutes.
7 minutes. I actually go through and I was on a call with my boss at the same time.
Oh, shit.
And I told
that.
Her.
I love that.
I told her the day before, I'm like, we can't have a meeting at 10. There's a pair of shoes that are coming out.
Oh my God.
We could do it before, we could do it after, but at 10, it's like I'm in a different world and it's like a person that you've never met before. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to zone out.
The real Clo.
And me, like an idiot, I'm like, no, it's fine. We'll stay on our meeting. I have it in cart and I just have to put in my password and it's done. And as I'm putting in my password, I mess up and she's talking to me and I'm not listening.
Oh, shit. I'm not
listening. You were like, somewhere else.
Yeah. And she's like, I've had enough. I'm like, yeah. I'll call you after. She was pissed for the rest of the day.
Oh my God.
I should have just said, you're right. I'll call you when this is done. Instead of saying, oh, we could do
I mean,
it.
I by the way,
both ways.
By the way, a boss who is allowing you, who's not firing you after telling, after not only the how rude you were to her, but also the fact, the fact that you're buying sneakers at work and she's in the full no. And she's like, okay, talk to you later. Fuck.
Yeah.
Can I come to you work at your place?
So I felt so bad the rest of the day. No joke. I felt terrible. I apologized at the end of the day. The day after we had a talk and I'm like, I won't let you down. I won't do this shoe shit at work. And she's like, oh, you know what? I don't mind. Like, okay, you know what? This is not about how Chloe handles himself at work podcast, but
no, I want to hear it.
In the end, I got the best boss ever. And it led to this.
Decent, man.
It led to this. I even told her that I got him. She was super happy that I actually got
him. Oh, that's cool. Oh, wow. Wow.
And but never again is this shit happening at work again. Or I'm going to stick to the guns where I say no meeting. That's it.
Yeah. No meeting.
Don't even say, just say, I can't. Oh, I'm sorry. I got something else going on at that. Don't say, I got to buy a pair of sneakers.
She said, you know what? You work so hard. I understand there's going to be moments like that you're going to need to get to do your personal stuff.
Wow.
It's fine. It's just that
2022 is a whole other animal, man. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Dude, you can even say, can we pause? I have to go to the bathroom. Who's going to say no?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know what? She's a good boss. We have a good, we communicate really well.
That's good.
I'm glad that we were able to have the talk after I could apologize properly.
Yeah.
And know that I shouldn't be wasting her time while I'm trying to buy shoes.
Yeah.
It was my fault. The shoe thing was fine. It was just the way I said, like.
Of course it was your fault.
You're like
buying shoes at work.
You're like, I felt bad the rest of the day, but also I felt good because I scored.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what? To be honest with you, the day after she told me that she was happy that I got the shoes, it felt a lot better.
It felt better.
That's
for
good.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to fire you in a week, but I'm so happy you got those shoes.
I'm just building my case. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I got the shoe. I ordered at 10. I got it the day after.
That's nuts. Crazy.
That's nice.
I got an email at like 11 something at night saying it's being shipped, and then UPS delivered it the day after.
Crazy.
I couldn't
Where'd
even
it come
believe
from?
It.
Montreal.
Did it?
Probably. Yeah, they have distribution?
So, I got them, and I saw them come in on my camera, on my phone, and then I was so busy on Friday, I completely forgot till the day after that I actually got them.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Hashtag dad cool. life.
Yeah, oh, no. Actually, no, it's not true. Later in the night, I realized I got them. Sorry.
Nice.
Anyways, they're super nice.
Sitting on the couch. The door.
I'm still not sure if I'm going to do olive or beige laces.
Oh. You're a beige guy.
I think I am a beige guy. I don't know. I think I still want to lace the olive up.
It's just your signature.
Just to see how it goes.
You know what? This is 2022. Put both.
What?
Oh, <I'm kidding. laughs> no more rules.
No more rules in 2022. Put both. Put both. It's okay.
Tell your boss you're on the phone, buy shoes, put two laces in. What's going
honestly,
on,
guys,
man?
I got a really good boss. I do not recommend anyone doing with the shit I fucking did at work.
No, don't do that.
Mike has never done this, but I'm sure we've all at some point bought sneakers at work. I don't think I've ever told my boss I'm buying sneakers at work before. And not to bother me while I'm buying my sneakers.
Live updating my boss as the release is happening.
Oh, shit. That's amazing.
That's pretty funny.
I literally told her, I'm like, I just carted them. Yeah, I just have to check out and I'm good. Yeah. But I lost a minute. Anyways.
Just need that shipping confirmation.
Wow. Very cool. You have a great boss.
Yeah,
great boss. But I felt like shit for like 2 hours, and like I'm like I can't.
Well, hopefully, when you pulled them out of the box, it kind of brought that. Okay, we're okay. Everything's fine.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so, Ryan, very very nice. What about you, Chris?
My turn. Big shout out to Chloe, because over the last the end of last week, I was on a mini trip. In Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And while I was in Toronto, packages were being delivered to my house.
Ooh.
And So I was looking at the tracking, and if they said that they dropped it in the like community mailbox under lock and key, I was like, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
But yeah. they were delivering them and leaving them on my porch, and I could see it on my camera. I was like, oh, yeah. no.
Uh-oh.
So I text Chloe, hey, man, they dropped off some packages.
Do you mind?
Yeah. And Chloe was like, yeah, no problem, no problem, man. And he'd give me, okay, I'm heading out now to pick them up and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So that happened on
He told
Thursday.
His boss he was leaving work to go pick up some shoes for his yeah. friend.
He went. He put up the finger. He said, hold. I got to go. So then that happened on Thursday. And then what do you know, on Friday, another package delivered. I said, hey, Chloe, sorry. You know, like, hey, man, if you happen to be heading out, can you swing by my house and pick it up? And he's like, yeah, no problem, man. So he did that, and he picked up all my packages while I was on my trip. So shout out to Chloe for that.
Very cool. Nice.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
The wife understood it was not for me, so...
She was okay. Yeah, she was happy with it.
In the clear.
Like, look, it's not my name on the box.
Hey, Chloe, if you're in the neighborhood,
yeah.
you live in the same neighborhood. Oh, very convenient.
In those packages, in one of them, was a nice little double up that I was able to secure. It is a second pair of the Puma MB01 in the Rick and Morty colorway.
Mm-hmm. Good colorway. Great colorway.
This shoe, man, people are going bonkers for it.
Yeah.
On the Facebook groups, they're like going like triple retail on the
wow.
shoe.
Really? It's nuts. Yeah. Wow.
For Puma performance shoe? Performance huh. shoe. Who resells performance shoes?
Nobody. Who yeah. wears them? Who wears them casually? That's
I do. Oh, no. I wear them to ball. But yeah. And so, yeah, very happy with that double up.
Good one.
Also, this other shoe that arrived on Thursday, the day that I left for Toronto, I was hoping it would have arrived a bit earlier so that I could wear it to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get here on time. But still happy that I got them. It is a pair of Air Max 97 times off-white.
Oh,
it is Dementa.
Wow, it is
colorway.
Demented.
That's a good colorway.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a worn pair, but yeah. can't really tell.
No.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I'm very happy
good
with
pickup.
It.
Good pickup.
I'm happy
pair,
that
but
I got
a wear
this.
Pair.
It's, yeah, I would have loved to have worn these all around Toronto, but yeah, I'll figure somewhere else to wear them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll flex on us another day.
Yeah.
And then also a package that arrived today.
Cool.
So happy with this. It is like it was a mission that I was on for a while trying to find the right pricing for this pair. And finally it happened. I bought them right before I left for Toronto. So as I was on my trip, I was already like, how do you say, like satisfied with sneaker purchases. So I wasn't really looking while I was on my trip.
Mm.
It is a pair of Jordan 1.
Oh.
La Manière.
Oh.
A second Oof. Pair.
Number two.
Number twos.
Wow.
So happy. I spent the hour after work today lacing these babies up. Just, you know, it's the ritual. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So happy with these. So happy that I had got my second pair.
Very nice.
I kind of feel like I'm not going to get the Jordan 2. Like I'm going to strike out hard.
Mm.
So getting this second pair of Jordan 1 kind of makes up for it a
yes.
bit for me.
Well, yes.
You know?
A very nice consolation prize.
Yeah.
No kidding. Jeez.
So that's what happened.
Sheesh.
Now, on my way home from Toronto, there's a town called Kingston, which is kind of midway between
yes.
Montreal and Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an outlet there.
Yep.
They have an Adidas outlet. They got some Roots outlet. They got Puma outlet out there. Now, Ooh. Usually, I haven't been looking, going into stores hoping to find shoes for a while now. Okay, I'll go into a Foot Locker or a Champs or whatnot in hopes that, hey, maybe they got stock of something that people are looking for everywhere in Montreal but can't find it there. They have it there. None of that happened. Well, I even went to the Nike outlet in Vaughan Mills.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing there. But on the way home in Kingston, I walk into Puma. And I know they have some basketball shoes. And I'm like, hey, as I'm walking in, there's a couple in front of us. And the sales rep is explaining to them, okay, this is we got a big sale this weekend, blah, blah. And if you see a red tag for adults, it's 25. If it's on clearance, it's 25. For the kids, it's 15.
Mm.
But I go, so I get it. 25% off, 15% off.
Yeah.
Right. So I go. Let me find shoes for the kids, maybe. So we go to the back wall. I see stuff. I look at, they have like a little wall of basketball sneakers, and there's a colorway that I don't have. It's $70, and I'm like minus 25%. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. I could do that. So then there's the OG pair, the Puma Dreamer, OG
shit.
Colorway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it just says clearance. There's a red tag on it. It just says clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's no price, just the regular price. So I'm like, is it 25% off the regular price? I go, man, that's not worth it.
That's not, no.
Sales rep walks by. I go, excuse me. So what is this? Like, what price is this? Like, is it 25 off the box? Or she goes, no, that's 25. I go, yeah, I know. Off the price? She's like,
no,
it's $25.
No.
I go, $25? What?
She's her like, socks.
Yeah. She goes, it used to be like $135, now it's $25.
Oh my God.
I go, what?
There's no sneakers that cost $25.
All the sizes there. I start texting everyone in my basketball crew.
Oh my God, yeah.
I go, hey, I snap a picture. Do you want these? $25.
That's insane.
Like, what? They're like, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I go, smallest size is 9.5. Does Buddy want those? He's
yeah.
like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And
well,
I,
yeah, $25
I
bucks.
Leave with six pairs of this.
Of course
shoe.
You
wow.
do.
Six
wow.
Six pairs of this shoe, another pair of another shoe. So now I know kids' shoes are on the wall are $15.
$15. Wow.
$15
oh, wait,
for kids
15
shoes.
Bucks or 15% off?
$15 bucks. For kids' shoes.
And $25 for those shoes.
$25 for adult shoes on the back wall.
Wow.
So
wow.
I tell the boy, I go, hey, go pick up Eric's shoes.
I tell the boy.
You, whatever you want. Shoes over there. I leave with eight pairs of sneakers. It cost me $230.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
all
God.
In.
Wow.
All in.
That's crazy.
Okay? Wow.
I order more at McDonald's than that shit.
Dude.
Jesus.
$230, that's like a $200 shoe with tax, right?
Yeah.
$230.
Yeah.
I left totally. With eight pairs of sneakers.
That's insane.
And
that's an amazing
like,
come up.
Most of the guys on my basketball group now are going to be wearing like some Puma
yeah.
Dreamers. Yeah.
Squad
that's
shoe.
That's cool.
Squad
yeah.
shoe.
Squad shoe.
Insane.
Squad shoe.
That's so good. $25.
Oh team shoe.
Amazing. Whoa. Like the best sale I've seen on a shoe that I like, you know?
The last
that's
time.
Amazing.
The last
that's
time
amazing.
I paid something that cheap, I was like, it was like 1989. I was in Maine. Maine at an outlet. A Converse outlet, and I got a pair of Converse Weapon Lows, red and white. They were $20. That's the U.S. So about 25 Canadian.
Guy,
so
I'm
that's
like,
the last time I was able to get a pair of sneakers that cheap.
I'm texting all the guys. I'm like, yeah, look, it's comes up to $28 with taxes.
Jeez.
I go, pay me whenever. It doesn't matter. It's $28. Just
$28.
Pay me whenever.
Yeah, seriously.
$28 is, I could just get like some adelets. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It. That's wow.
Great find.
Wow.
Great
so
find.
Good.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew? The Kingston outlets are popping these days.
God. Yeah. You know that's not going to happen at a Nike outlet.
No.
$25.
No.
The socks are
$25. Especially not yeah. Von Mills.
Not even infants.
No.
Yeah. Couldn't imagine. It's funny because I saw Chris post that he was in Toronto, and then I texted him like, yo, where are you at? He's like, Kingston.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm heading home. Yeah. I'm like, oh, damn. Missed you. Quick trip with the kids. Get it.
Yeah, yeah. That's it's awesome. Hard, man. You're running around with family and stuff. I'm making excuses for Chris.
My day was filled with aquarium visits. And,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Jollibee.
Jollibee, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. Who wants to hear about my day?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Been waiting
what
for
a
it.
Day.
Yes, yes, yes.
So today, March the 7th, we at the store had a Yeezy release, and it was the slides. We had Yeezy slides, two different colorways. We had Pure and Onyx. And I wasn't really sure how to gauge how this release was going to go because Usually for a Yeezy release on the weekends, it has an exit date of usually the next day. Like, you have 2 days to sell. This one had a week. And we're like, oh, so I guess they're anticipating we're going to have pairs left over to get rid of. When I got to work this morning, there was a lineup to Spadina. And that is...
It's a long way. For people who don't know where that area, it's a long way.
It's a long way. Yeah.
Like, I'd what? Say, how many meters? How many
no,
feet?
Let's go yards.
Let's
yards.
Go feet.
I can probably charge it with yards. I can't do feet.
We can multiply it by three.
If you're on the... I'm just thinking golf course. If I'm on the golf course, what am I thinking?
Right.
I'm saying probably a good 200 yards.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, probably a good 200 yards.
That's deep. Is that deep. With social distancing or...
Oh, no.
Oh, that's... No. That's oh, finished. No. That's all finished.
So, oh, yeah, COVID's basically over, so
yeah.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe we had a lineup this deep. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's
the
amazing.
The hype is real.
For slides. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. The rain. It was raining. It was snowing. It hailed. That we got, like, three different kinds of seasons today. It was absolutely insane. But we did reservations on the app until 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock. Yeah. Any pairs we have left over that weren't picked up from reservations will go first come, first serve. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
It felt like a BAPE release. It was insane. People pushing, people shoving, people getting in fist fights. It was didn't happen in front of the store. It was just a little further down the way, so that was nice. but when it came to first come, first serve, that one line turns into this.
Of course, like, it does.
It goes six people wide
of course
instead
it does.
Of just one person wide.
Of course.
And then everyone's pushing towards the door.
Oh my
and I'm
God.
Like, we're about to have a riot on our hands.
No,
I
no,
go
no.
out there. I'm already kind of outside. I said, guys, back up. Back up. If you don't back up, I lock this door. No one gets a pair. Everyone starts back up.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then as I'm bringing in one person at a time, because we had security, which was great, but I'm like one person at a time. That way there's no people bitching and complaining in the store.
Yeah.
They can bitch and complain out of the store as much as they want.
Yeah.
It's more health and safety kind of deal to make sure that everyone's safe and no one feels out of place.
Mm-hmm.
And then one person, you try to let one person through, everyone starts pushing.
Oh
and it's just
gosh.
Like, oh my God, this is insane. Oh, this person wasn't here. This person wasn't there. Typical line stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you've ever been in a line for first come, first serve, mm-hmm. you know it's dicey. but yeah, it was absolutely insane. I had to almost stop the release three times.
Sheesh.
All in all, we sold every friggin'
wow.
pair we had. We sold every pair, 100%
You had a lot of pairs, too.
There was a lot of pairs available. It's crazy. But everyone got a pair. It was nice to see the people that wanted a pair get a pair, including.
Oh,
look at that.
The bot. Well,
myself.
That's why that sad kid in line couldn't get a pair because Mike had to get a
oh
pair.
Sorry, kid.
After all the shit you had to go through, then you deserve a pair, man.
Better luck next time. I was able to secure a pair of the Pures.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I got a pair of the Pures. They're super comfortable. I went with a size 9.
Oh, no.
Not 11? Yeah.
So you, are, 11. Is that
what?
Are you
okay?
Try them on and you
it's
go
on my
down?
Foot. I tried it on. I tried a 10, and I was like, no. Because everyone's saying size up.
Everyone's saying go a size higher.
Yeah, everyone's saying go a size higher. So I'm like, okay, let me try a 10, because I usually wear a 9.5
right?
in Adidas. I try on the 10. I'm like, I got way too much room here.
Like room in the back?
Yeah, like room in the back.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, close.
So I tried
out.
The 9, and I was like, this is
no
it.
No problem.
This is
no
it.
No problem. Okay.
But the what best size is did you get, Chloe?
Yeah, if you can.
I got two pairs of size 9.
Oh, no.
You got 9?
Yeah, because my last pickups were 8, and they were too tight.
Really?
They were too tight, yeah. So I got rid of them.
Chloe and Mike have the same size foot, maybe?
Well, I was just about to ask you, do you wear size 8? Like,
I've been shrinking over the years, Chloe.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what's
remember
going
when
on.
I was
so
11 and
I got
half?
The 9s, and if they're too big, whatever, someone else will be
well,
happy.
Well, Mike wears 9.
Yeah. But if you said you got other pairs, Chloe, and they were small, the 8s, and they were small on you, then
yeah.
the 9 should
then
fit,
you'll
no?
be fine, the 9.
I hope I've so, never but it's, had a slide. It's just that Mike wears size 11. He got a size 9.
No, he wears nine and a half.
Wait, hold on. Right.
There's no sizes.
Are you guys wearing socks with your slides?
I'm currently wearing socks with my slides.
Yeah, I was not wearing socks when I wore the 8, and I was not comfortable.
We got something going on right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but from what I understand, this release and the earlier releases, different. Sizing is off, right?
Different, yes.
Right.
You'll even see on such third parties as like StockX, they will have original release and another one for this release.
Wow. Okay. Re-release or whatever.
Yeah, re-release.
So if I would have known, I would have went 8 instead of 9.
You got them coming. I'm sure if they don't fit, you'll be able to find your size.
Hopefully. I got lucky. Yes. I did the confirm thing and
you did confirm?
Yeah. And then earlier this morning, I got the pure and I'm like, oh, at least I hit 1 out of 3. And then 5 hours after, ding. I'm like, oh, I got Onyx. Yeah, what are the chances of that? 2 out of 3.
5 hours later.
I kind of wish I got Onyx.
Yeah, five hours later.
No, trust me. I heard about the confirmed thing today from a lot of people. Yeah. Right. It just took forever to draw.
Hey, Mike, on your box, on the box, does it say like U.S. size, euro, and then centimeters?
Stand by. It says 9 U.S., 9 U.K., F43, D9, J275, CHN. 265.
Mm. Yeah. Huh. Okay. No, because like someone was like, you know how like different companies, different brands have like different sizings for like their US whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, just go with the centimeters.
Centimeters.
Because that's just the measurement.
It's true. Yeah, and true. True measurements.
Smart. Good point. I've been rechecking all the sizings on all of my boxes to try to see if that's like accurate for what I'm wearing, and maybe that would have helped with the slides, but apparently they don't have that.
I mean, I find that sizing these days is all over the place, especially when it comes to a certain brand.
It's all over the place.
What
I want to know is are these things are they selling for like reselling for like $10,000? What's going on here?
Many a deals going on in the store to the point where I was like, guys, get out.
You can't
get
do
out.
This here.
Wow. Deal it outside. Buy. Like, as soon as they purchase, turn around. Boom, here you go. Here's cash.
That's nuts.
No, I mean, you can't
not
that,
I've, that. Not that I've never seen that before, but it's just for slides.
They're not going for that.
I understand they're Yeezy slides, but they're slides.
Yeah,
they're not the...
They're not... It's not like,
what's retail? What's retail?
$90 retail, so it'd be 100 in Ontario, 101.70.
Yeah, like I'm on StockX right now for a size 9. They're selling for last sale was 155.
So what's the 50? Why are people going batshit crazy over them?
I don't know. Maybe it's the difference between paying 90 and 150.
So listen to this. This would be the first retail release for the Yeezy slides.
I got it. Okay.
Right?
Understood.
So this is the first time you could physically go to a store and get it.
Right. Okay, that's cool.
Rather than it just be confirmed and be shipped to your house.
That was not Canadian pricing. That was US.
150?
So we're looking at 290. Last pair sold was 198.
So double the price, basically. Double. Yeah.
Double.
Shit, mine came out to 103.48.
Yeah, on retail.
That's a 15%,
yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah.
It'll get you. Good thing you're not buying 700s anymore, $400.
Oh, man, they make these for kids,
$460
too.
After tax?
Yes.
$500 shoe all day.
Fuck,
anyways,
I should have went size 8. Anyways.
I'm very happy with them. I've been walking around the house with them. I think they're just going to be my chilling around the house slipper.
Yeah, man.
And congratulations on the successful launch there.
After it went down and I told everyone we were sold out, I kind of locked the doors for a second, brought the team in. I was like, guys, thank you so much. This is a great release. You guys all killed it. Pat yourselves on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I like that.
We get to do it again soon. All right.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's just say it's going to be a big week.
Big summer.
It's going to be a big week. Anyway,
there's a lot of shit going down this week. A
lot of stuff going on. Don't want to talk about it. But let's talk about holiday 2022 because it's popping.
Holy shit.
Absolutely. When I was going through the list for the rundown today, I was just like, oh my God.
It's bonkers.
Yeah.
What is happening? Sean? I think you should run us through flooding our feeds today.
I mean, I got nothing to report. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, nothing's happened in the past week.
It's a lot of big news dropped all of a sudden about
week.
Holiday 2022. So we heard about was the Chicago One is coming back, but with a twist, everybody, with a twist.
Tell us the twist.
The twist is it will be a vintage-looking pair. Vintage-looking design. So they're obviously, I'm going to guess, like, you know, sale, midsole, that kind of stuff.
Patinaed.
Who knows? But it is part of a reimagined series that Jordan Brand's doing. So I guess they're saying that the patent Jordan 1 breads, as you guys like to call them, black and reds, those, I think that's sort of the reimagined. That was the start of the reimagined kind of series where it's like you're getting your classic Jordan 1 black and red, but in a patent leather version.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's true or not. That's what somebody said. But the Chicago One will be sort of reimagined, and people were wondering, is it going to be an 85 cut? It is not going to be an 85 cut.
Good.
But they have redesigned the high OG cut, so it's sort of between the old high OG and the 85 cut, if that makes sense to people out there. So the lot has been redesigned, and it's supposed to be looking like closer to the 85, but it's not officially an 85 cut.
Right.
That 85 cut Chicago will come. I'm thinking probably 2023, maybe 2024 even, because it might be too soon. But this is supposed to be, and apparently the packaging, which I'm hearing from inside the brand, is stellar. And so I'm excited to see what the packaging is going to look like. So that was big news. Everybody's excited about the Chicago One coming back. But also the big news for me, I will say I've known about this for a while, but it's very exciting that the news is finally out there that the Jordan 2, Air Jordan 2 Chicago is actually returning, also Holiday 22.
Woo!
Yes, big tings, as they say.
Whoa!
So, yes, the Jordan 2 Chicago is coming back, and they went back to the drawing board on this one, everybody. They treated this like the 85 cut Jordan 1. They went, I happened to be lucky and fortunate enough to speak with the designers who worked on this, and they were meticulous in getting every detail right. The toe shape, the number of eyelets, the materials. It is not going to be made in Italy. Everybody who fucking bothered me on Instagram when I posted about this. Is it going to be made in Italy? Fucking calm down. First of all, you know COVID's going on. The shit can't be done. I will say this, and I don't know if I'm supposed to be allowed to say this, but I don't know that the guy that told me this is going to listen to the podcast. They were planning on doing an actual made in Italy run. That was being planned. But COVID shut all that shit down.
Yeah.
In fact, the Chicago 2s were actually supposed to release last year, and it got pushed back initially to 2023 and then brought back to 2022. So I'm grateful that it's happening this year and not before. It's happening before I turn 50 because I was like, when I was told originally it was going to be 2023, I was like, oh fuck, I'm going to be 50 years old when this happens.
Why? What happens at 50?
Nothing happens. It's just like a mindset. Like, I had to wait till I was 50 years old to get this done. It's just a weird mindset that I had. But anyway, so the Chicago 2 is coming back out. It's going to be OG box. They've redesigned. They bring back the OG box, the OG booklet, and the OG hang tag.
Whoa.
It is OG to the max. It is going to look like 1987 came back. I got in a time machine and went back to 87.
Jeez, that's nice.
And I do know that I've known about this for a while. I've actually known about this for almost 2 years. So keeping this in has been a fucking chore to me. I've spoken to people on privately about it and stuff like that, but nothing public, obviously.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
But so they actually reached out to me back in April of 2020, believe it or not, Nike and Jordan Brand did not have any of the hang tag or the booklet in their possession, in their archives.
Oh, shit.
So they asked me if I had one, and I don't have. So I put them in touch with a friend of mine who's as obsessed with the twos as I am, who's very kind of low key on Instagram, but he's like, I think even more obsessed with the twos than I am. He just doesn't post about it enough. But he actually had them from 87, like when he got them in 87.
Damn.
So he kept them. So I'm so happy for him, because when they come out and the booklet and the hang tag are there, they're going to be actual high resolution scans of his booklet and hang tag.
Wow, that's cool. That's very cool.
I'm so happy for him. So that's very cool. So yeah, it's was there a third thing? I can't remember. There's like a third thing.
There was a third thing.
Can we talk about these things first?
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about these things first, because I think the third is going to like.
Yeah, that's true. I guess.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Chicago won.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me, the fact that it's like a quote unquote reimagined.
Yeah.
Makes me like, okay, not as critical to get.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially you just mentioned that they should come out in an 85 cut. In the next few years,
it will happen in at least a couple. Yeah,
it makes sense.
Maybe not the following year, but maybe yeah. Right. Maybe not the next year, but maybe the year after. Yeah,
it kind of takes the pressure off.
Yeah,
a bit.
Yeah,
if you can say that. I'm. It's a big release, big release. I think we'll talk about it a bit.
Yeah,
more,
I think like, obviously we're gonna when we see, because the thing is also is that. This shit's announced, like, and it's coming out this year. Like, it's not. Sometimes you hear, "Oh, this such and such is coming back," but it's like years down the road, or next year, the year after, or whatever. This is like we're in March of 2020, and it's coming out, you know, December 2022. So it's like it's coming out in a few months.
Yeah.
So the fact that a Chicago one is coming out in a few months has got people very, very excited.
You think it's because they're like waiting to, of course, yeah, COVID, the shipping delays and all that. Like they're making sure that everything
is set before they leak information about it.
Yeah.
Well, they've been done now for a while. Like the twos, like I told you, they talked to me, but I actually first found out they were going to do the twos back at All-Star Weekend. I met with one of the guys at Jordan Brand there. He's like, oh, and he didn't even know. He knew who I was, but he didn't know like how obsessed with the twos I was. So the first thing, I'm standing there with the OG Support Group crew, and he's like, yeah, so yeah, the next thing we're working on are the twos. And I almost I almost fainted. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, we're going back to the drawing board. We're gonna like really focus on it and really make sure we get it right. I'm like, holy shit! And they're all, oh my god, the guys are looking like they're. He's like, he's the two guy. He's like, oh cool, I'm happy for you. And they kind of just brushed to the side, kind of thing. And I'm like, holy shit! But then a few months later, when this guy from the brand called or DM'd me, he's like, I need some help, blah blah blah. And I'm like, oh fuck, it's happening. It actually is happening.
Nice.
And then it's like, but now it's like. Okay, so I thought it was going to come out in 2021. They're like, no, 2023, holiday 2023. And I'm like, what? And this was still like early 2021. I'm like, they're telling me 2023. I'm like, holy shit. I got to wait for another fucking 2 years? 2 years? Uh-huh. And then they backed it to 2022. So thank God for that, because I don't know if I could have held all this in for a whole other year. But then also just having to wait for this, you know, the pair to release. I'm so excited about it, but it's big stuff, man. I've been saying for you know a while that it's the year of the twos, because they are releasing so many twos this year. The Ama Manier 2 is coming out. You've got the Maison Chateau Rouge is another leak that is coming out.
Can we talk about those?
Sure. I didn't know what to think about these, so they leaked also this week. The Maison Chateau Neuve, Maison Chateau Rouge. And I didn't know anything about that. It's a boutique, I guess, in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I think, right? And so I had heard this was going to happen, and I didn't know what they would look like. And then so they finally leaked images, and they're definitely different.
Yeah,
but I love the colorway. I love the details on this thing. They're crazy. It's very well done, and look, the quality looks amazing on them.
Yeah.
We've also got another. It looks like it might be a women's colorway. The black with like there's an elephant print. I'm forgetting what they're calling it.
Responsibility.
Exactly.
Jordan Too Low. Yeah.
Jordan Too Low responsibility quotes. Yeah. And there's little messages inside there. It looks like it might be a collaboration of some kind. There's some logo on there on the side that I'm not sure about. I didn't really ask about those. But that's another two coming out. And then there's going to be the J Balvin's coming out. Now the OG is coming out. And apparently, there's going to be several other women's colorways and other men's Lowe's colorways that are coming out too. Okay. So,
the unions too.
The unions, exactly. The union, two pairs union of union twos. That's true. That's true. Yeah. So it's going to be too crazy.
I'm a sucker for a quilted collar on the inside of a sneaker.
Right? It looks nice.
Yeah. There's something about it. It just like. Just breathes luxury. It's like
very luxury.
It's like opening the door to a G-Wagon for the first time. Yeah. You know,
exactly.
Oh, luxury. Oh, yes.
Oh, luxury.
That, the
What's
thing
that
is,
like? I don't know what that's like.
That's like when Exhibit pimps your shoe. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Pimp your shoe.
Your car will make it around the corner. That's it.
Exactly. But yeah, so a lot of this stuff got the scheduling of this got all messed up. The unions were supposed to come out last year. Mm-hmm. I think the OGs were definitely supposed to come out last year. The mm-hmm. Ama Manier were supposed to come out last year. So they were supposed to be like a lot more spread out.
Yeah.
Over like 21, 22, 23. But it seems like they're crunching everything into 2022.
Yeah.
Because of all the logistic issues they've had with COVID and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. I feel like it's, the timing maybe got messed up a bit and they had to delay and push back a lot of stuff. But in the end, I think it all worked out perfectly because the first return of the two was the off-white pair.
Yes, that kicked it off for sure last year. Yeah.
And now with Virgil Abloh not being here anymore, it's like that's kind of like the perfect, you know, first pair to come back to bring it all back.
And he had it.
Everyone follows.
Exactly. And he had it as his own release. And in 2021 was the only Jordan 2 release. And it was his release. And it was a massive thing. And so this is now just, it kicked off a whole other wave of twos coming out this year. So, I mean, obviously, I'm very excited.
No kidding. And with holiday 2022 having so many bangers, what could be the cherry on top of that? See what I did there? The Air Jordan 11 cherry coming back. Boom.
And the cherry is reimagined, but it was originally released as a low, right? So now it's going to be a mid.
Yeah.
Which is people have been asking for that kind of thing. Like let's see those lows that only released as lows back in 2000, 2001. Let's see them come back as mids. And the people often would like wonder what that would look like, and so we're getting they're doing it. They're doing the cherry red. Fucking Jordan 11 high is a mid now. So,
do you guys
December 10th?
Do you guys find that like the cool gray 11 did really well or well?
It's hard to gauge here in Canada because it was such a weird release. Like they were staggered.
Pushed,
like,
right?
It was pushed, but it was also staggered. Yeah. Like some boutiques got it some days, and then weeks later, other boutiques got it. And then Foot Locker had its own launch, and then another launch later on. Like it was. It was weird here. It's hard to gauge here, but I know in the States it did pretty well though. The States, it seemed like everybody who wanted a pair got a pair in the States for the most part.
I feel like Jordan 11 mids, like with the higher cut, are kind of like the low is a better style right now.
It's nice.
Seems like people are gravitating towards lows for sure, and in low most shoes. And any in most models, I think. Besides the ones, obviously, but. But yeah, because people even hitting me up saying, are they going to release any lows in the OG colorways of the twos? Because they all prefer the lows. But yeah, I don't know. You might be right. Maybe the low 11s would be more desirable these days. I don't know. But someone said to me, like, and people have said for years, like, put the 11s, the December 11 release aside. And like start releasing maybe a Jordan 1 instead, like as the holiday release. And I'm like, they release Jordan 1s every fucking weekend.
All the time.
Like,
every weekend,
Right.
So totally. To make that the special release of the holiday season, it doesn't make any sense to me because they're releasing them all. I understand like a special, you know, the Chicago's definitely a special release. But to say to make that the only release of the, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And the Jordan 11 gets released once a year, right? So,
that is true.
Maybe they can look at it. I don't know what other model would be as popular. Maybe release, you know, bring back the Jordan 3 as but do it like a proper Jordan, you know, a version of the Jordan 3. Although I will say the Jordan, the Fire Red, Jordan 3 Fire Reds that are coming out in August, they actually reimagined, but redesigned them as well.
And so they actually went back to the drawing board with the elephant print again.
Oh.
Not so much the height. The height will be perfected as well, but they went back to the right proper shading of the gray. And they're working on shit at the brand that's like they're really – certain design teams at the brand are going like deep. They're going deep on this stuff.
Oh,
and it's like okay. it's so exciting that they're doing this. But it's but then it's like also people – whenever I post about stuff like this, I get like half the people are like, well, who gives a shit? I can't buy them anyway. I'm just looking forward to an L anyway.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, what? So they great shouldn't release anything there. Then? Like, what do you yeah. want me to tell yeah. you?
So Nike should just pack it up because you can't get a pair.
Yeah.
But then that's what. Okay, look. Everyone's designing a new two, like the Amamania, the yeah. Union, the Maison Chateau Rouge, the I don't know what that responsibility. Who designed that?
I don't know either.
People are putting out new designs of the sneakers because, and I figure you don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone designs this and you have half the population going, what is this? The other half being, yo, this is clean.
Yeah.
So how do you want people to design a shoe and then you be happy, unhappy? They can't gauge
no.
how happy you're going to be.
No, exactly.
You know? They can't.
And I'll be honest with you. I think there's some people who'll just never be happy. They'll never yeah. be happy. Because, I talked about I was and how excited even, I was on my post about the Jordan 2 or OG is coming back.
Yeah.
And I got several comments of people saying, but is it going to be made in Italy? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like
you want to pay $700 for a pair
OG
of shoes?
Box, oh, OG too. Hang tag, OG booklet, shape. OG, everything OG, but is it made in Italy? Like, yeah. fuck you and your, like, I understand that that's earmuffs, where kids. It was made, earmuffs. But this is what your response is? Like, nothing's going to make you happy unless it's made in Italy? And by the way, these are people who had never spoken to me about the twos before. So it's like, I don't know if they're trolling me, like, oh, but is it going to be made in Italy? I don't know, but they're like, it should be, it's like, I want that soft Italian leather. First of all, the leather wasn't soft. It was hard as a fucking rock because it was thick Italian leather. So don't tell me it was soft Italian leather. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm on a tangent.
You know what that is? That's when I see something on Instagram about a Jordan 2, and then I send that post to you in the DMs,
yeah.
and you tell me, ah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, so many people have sent me that already. I feel like an ass.
No,
like,
I didn't.
I should have known that tons of people would have sent it to you already. But now
it's
I'm
always
just like
it's always. I say that I can be honest with you. It's other people saying that to me because I do get, and it's so flattering because everybody's excited for me when any two news comes out. People like hit me up in the DMs, and it's very flattering. But I do get like 20 to 30 messages in my DMs about every two news. And I love it. Don't stop. Everybody do it. Keep doing it. But I'm honest with Chris because he's a friend. So I can say, I know everybody's sending me the same thing.
And I'm like,
yeah, you're right.
<I'm not funny. laughs> Damn it.
But keep sending it. Never stop sending it. I love it.
You can't please everyone, Sean.
Can't please anyone, I don't think.
Anyone. Right. Not everyone. Yeah. Anyone.
So big news. It was big news for me this week.
Big
yeah. Should we, news. You guys want to move on to the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing.
Right. Okay, so.
The thing with the place.
The big news right this week that is all these crazy releases happening. Chicago 1, wow. The impact of that information coming out. And then the Jordan 2. It was like nonstop great news for holiday 2022.
Yeah.
Now, along with this great news and all these other like collaborations coming out for the Jordan 2 is that, yo, the 2 is like super back. Like it's officially super back. They're going to be mainstream. Sean, of course, is very happy with this. And then all the people that want a Jordan 2 are probably happy because they get like multiple chances at grabbing a Jordan 2.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there is some kind of maybe bad news, as some have pointed out, that, hey, I probably won't even score on any of these releases because now it's super hyped. Super hyped, this sneaker, this Jordan 2. So I wanted us to chit-chat a bit about the good news part of sneaker announcements, and then maybe a bit of the bad news part that comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
I did feel like Jordan 1 Chicago is a big shoe. Like, the last time this came out was 2015.
Mm-hmm.
People weren't as crazy for Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hype was there, but it was regular hype. People knew that you could just go out to the store at a certain time, maybe sleep overnight.
Right.
And get a chance maybe at grabbing a shoe. These days, you know, post Last Dance, post COVID, everything is online release. It seems like the task of grabbing a Jordan 1 Chicago is going to be pretty insurmountable.
Yeah, be tough.
Yeah. So I did feel it's going to be tough. I don't know if I have the stomach to take on this release.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you feel that way for these releases, or do you have like a different outlook on what's to come?
I feel like it's another wave, though. Like, it's not like this is the first time. I mean, I know things maybe seemed heightened since the Last Dance, but it's not the first time I felt like I can't get any sneaker. There's been, I remember back to like 2015, 2016, mm-hmm. when I remember walking around my house yelling because there were multiple sneakers I couldn't cop. And I used to be like, why can't I just get the sneakers I want? So there's nothing new about this. Mm-hmm. I just feel like the Last Dance brought where the sneaker community was already becoming big. The Last Dance brought everybody to the party. It mm-hmm. brought everybody out of the woodwork. And so now it's even harder to get stuff, if that's even possible. But like, it's not new to not be able to get sneakers. It's an unfortunate, sucky mm-hmm. part of being addicted to sneakers, is that a lot of times, or sometimes, once in a while, you can't get the sneaker that you want. You can if you pay extra, but if you want it retail, it's tough. And it's, mm-hmm. I don't think it's anything new, honestly. That's just my take on it. Yeah. It's just worth in another bad wave of not being able to get stuff. Because there was a wave where it was pretty easy to get stuff for a little while. And people were like,
right.
yes. brands were like, I don't know if this is a good look for us. It's too easy. Like, where's the buzz? Where's the, if it's sitting on a shelf, it's a bad look.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, as a consumer, you're like, yeah. Yes. Right? Easy to get. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That era, exactly. 2017, 2018, 2019, things were a bit easier. Same. And now we're back into that. Everything's fucking tough to get, limited. I don't know.
I find that there's way more consumership these days. Like, there's, like you said, Last Dance brought everyone to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just noticing the other day walking downtown Toronto, when I see a group of like eight girls that are like maybe 13, every single one of them had a pair of Jordan 1s on.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them had a different pair of Jordan 1s on. And I'm just thinking to myself, I've never seen that before.
Right.
Like 2 years ago, it was Air Forces. I mean, it's still mm-hmm. Air Forces.
Still Air Forces.
But it's still Air Forces.
Disruptors.
But I'm noticing if they're not wearing a pair of triple white Air Forces, they are wearing Jordan 1s.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people are just buying way more these days. For this Chicago 1, I missed out on the other one, and that's a Ragret that I'll carry forever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I would love to get another pair. I have a 2013, but I would love to get like an OG kind of pair.
Yeah.
But it's bleak, very bleak, but especially with everything these days.
But are you also a bit hopeful? How much hopeful?
I'm very hopeful. Like, yeah. I want it. I do want it, because I've wanted one for...
Yeah.
It's been 7 years that I've wanted one. So... And I've always had like the ugly little brother of the one I really wanted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which sells now for like $1,500 on StockX. But I that release, the 2015 release, I lined up for that release
mm-hmm.
right. at a boutique that shall remain nameless. And
I think they wrote a book about it.
You want to talk about people coming, all of a sudden the line goes from a single file to like 7-8 wide. That's exactly what happened. And all of a sudden,
shit.
When I got there, I was like, oh, okay, this is doable. There's like maybe like 20 people in front of me, 30 people, maybe. If they have enough pairs, I can squeeze it in. The doors were opening. Cars opened. All of a sudden, car doors were opening. And I'm like, I was at the location in Brossard, if people know Montreal. And I was like, oh, fuck. All of a sudden, there's like 60, 70, 80 people in front of me. And I'm like, how the hell did this happen?
Yeah.
And then they shut the doors at 20 pairs anyway, so it didn't make a difference. They sold 20 pairs, and then they sandbagged pairs for their grand opening at some other stupid location, which is now closed. But all that to say, we've been through the losses before, right? It's nothing. This is not a new thing to the sneaker world.
Sean, that is how sneakers will ruin your life.
Yeah.
Well, so this is a point that I was looking at. Like, the bigger the shoe, the more important the shoe, the tougher the loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read somewhere that sometimes the breakup, you feel the breakup a lot more than the falling in love part. So how true is that for a sneaker? But or if you guys can go back and remember how great it is to fall in love with a shoe. Like, Sean, I doubt that anything can surpass you finding out that the Jordan 2 was going to come back from the Jordan brand guy himself.
Well, that's the crazy thing. That's because this, my obsession, and I've told this many times, so bear with me, but my obsession with the two started because I took the L back in 1987, because my mother, rightfully so, wasn't going to pay $100 US for a pair of sneakers for a 13-year-old kid. She just wasn't going to do that. So I became obsessed with them because I couldn't get it. So to think 35 years later, people at the brand know who I am and know me as the twos guy is fucking nuts to me. It's nuts. So I've got the people working on it, talking to me, saying, I'm going to get the toe shape right for you. And I'm like, what is happening in life right now? What is real? So that'll never, there's no, I could legitimately retire from sneakers. I won't. But I could, and be very, very happy after this coming December.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know where I could go from that. I don't know where I could go from it.
I can only imagine the guy, Jordan Brand, texting Sean, being like, "Hey, Sean, we're gonna make the mudguard on this 5 centimeters long," and then
I go,
"You get him back. Better make it 4.
Let me talk to your manager."
I'd make it 4.
You're fired.
No, it's just crazy. It's crazy. But but again, that my whole obsession started with an L. So talk about L's.
Yeah.
I'm so the Jordan 2 is coming out as well in orgy form, and as much as the Jordan 2 now has become like a super important shoe for all the Jordan brand fans, I guess. For me, it's still a new shoe. I own a Jordan 2 Low that I picked up maybe 2-3 years ago. Okay. And I just picked it up because it was cheap. It was 60 bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And I was like, oh, I could finally talk to Sean about something. So then I get that. And for this OG shoes coming out, so I'm like, okay, this is cool. It's apparently super cool. I don't fully grasp the impact of the shoe.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Because it's not my story, right? But I know it's going to be super cool. Now, I'm going to try to get this Jordan 2 shoe.
Yeah.
But I won't feel the L so hard if I don't score them.
But that makes sense, right? Because it's not your, like you said, it's not your story. So it would make sense. It would be weird if you, like, all of a sudden were obsessed with them. Then you'd be, like, full hype beast, as we've talked about in previous episodes.
Full throttle.
Full throttle hype beast. But yeah, the truth is, a big chunk of the sneaker world does not care for the two, or didn't care for the twos before. And since the Virgil came out, and of course his untimely passing, all of a sudden twos are skyrocketing in price on StockX and all the aftermarket places, and people are like talking about the twos. And again, this is what the brand we're not stupid. They knew what they were doing when they had all these collaborations lined up, especially Virgil's being the first one.
they knew that this was going to cause a buzz and it would create a something, an interest in the twos. So then when they bombard the world with twos, I think it's going to go from nobody cared about the twos, a lot of people want the twos, everybody's sick of the twos. Like that's, it's going to be a very quick transition between those three, right. You know, but yeah, but I get it. It makes sense that you wouldn't be like, if you take the L, you're okay with it. Because yeah. it's not your two, not your shoe. I mean, two, not your two. Two is not your shoe.
As much as I can explain why it's my shoe,
mm-hmm.
that's how much I can explain feeling anything about the loss.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Scales.
Yeah. 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 But even like you said, even the Jordan, the Chicago one, because there's that little twist on it, and maybe the 85 cut will come out a couple years from now. It's like there's things you got to put into perspective. Like it's like there will always be other releases,
right?
And you'll have another chance at something else.
Yeah.
So just hang in
the
there,
two
guys.
You'll have
It'll
to
be okay.
35 years.
Yeah. Imagine I'm gonna get the OG two. I mean, it's not an OG. Listen, man, they've never worked so hard. From what they've been telling me, they work hard. Like as much as they work for the Virgil, that's what they've been doing for this OG two. So it's crazy, but. Yeah, 35 years in the making, man. Can't believe it.
There you go.
And yeah. For all you people that want something made in Italy,
go fuck yourself.
Just buy an Adidas Adilet.
There you go. There you go. Buy a plane ticket to Italy.
Yeah, they're all made in Italy.
It'll cost more than some Pumas.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, 25 can't beat 25 bucks. Sorry. Yeah, exactly. You really can't, unfortunately. Yeah, but I just find like along with the Chicago One talk, every time I see a pair of Chicago Ones, like a 2015 pair on someone's foot, it's like a dagger.
Yeah.
Every time I see, even if I see the Spider-Man ones, the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hits me here because I'm just thinking
for a second,
myself,
you're like,
2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think, oh my goodness. Yeah. Constant reminder.
Constant. Yeah. Bastards. Oh, here's another reminder. Hopefully you'll get a pair this time around.
Thanks, yeah, man. I'd appreciate it. That'd be I'd really like a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Really like a pair. And they would just tuck them away.
Work shoes. They'll be work shoes, right?
Work shoes. And with the two, man. Before being into sneakers, I remember going to a certain boutique that shall remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the Concord twos?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I really like those Concord twos with the purple.
The purple, yeah.
And remember that shop had them for like, I swear, $40.
Yeah. Quite possible.
Yeah. And I was like always on the fence with that shoe. Mm. But nowadays, could you imagine? See ya. Gone.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never again. Never
so
again will we be in a time like that.
Probably not.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Very. Yeah.
Probably
not. I think it's gone.
Yeah. Remember especially the sales and, yeah, anyways, never again. Yeah. Funky.
Those were the days. Anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how sneakers used to change life.
And talking about how the Last Dance kind of exploded things, just to get that back for a second, it just hit me too when I'm talking about it had a ripple effect. So it had like the fans of the documentary getting excited about sneakers and Jordans again in a huge, huge way, bigger than ever probably.
Huge.
But that also rippled to all sneakers and all people who are on the peripheral of people who are into sneakers all of a sudden. So I got like my coworker who was never into sneakers all of a sudden is like, I tried to get a pair of sneakers on Foot Locker this Saturday and I couldn't, you know, my time ran out and I couldn't get them. And I'm like, yes, welcome to my life.
My
stepsister,
life.
Same thing. You know, I tried to get these Jordan 4s, and then they sold out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. My wife's coworker, who's in her 50s, is trying to get a sneaker with a pair of Dunks with her kid, and she's like, "Is StockX, is that a legitimate website?" I'm like, "What is happening?" So all that to say, look at the ripple effect this thing had. This people who didn't know anything about sneakers are trying to figure out if StockX is real. It had a huge
all the time
effect.
In the shop, the same thing.
Yeah, and they're all experiencing L's too. So we're all in it together, people.
Well, yeah, okay. So like the effect that Last Dance had was, yes, it brought out fans, but also it made the people that are doing the math, doing the financials through the reselling of sneakers.
Yeah.
They didn't become fans, but they became fans of the effect of The Last Dance.
Exactly.
Meaning that they recognize that, all of a sudden, it's a commodity.
Yep.
Jordans are are hot.
Yes.
Okay, it's time to capitalize.
Yeah.
So you got different types of parties joining, you know, getting into the club, and then
Oh, it's wild.
There's gonna be another boom as well, and we know it's gonna come eventually. Hopefully, way later down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know what I mean. Because look what happened after Virgil.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
it's gonna happen again. There's gonna be another, and you know what? There could be possibly two. Mr. Sketch himself.
Oh shit! Well, he would be the first. Yeah, I mean he's older, much older. So yeah, it's
right.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a couple.
We're speaking
more
cryptically, but Mike's talking about Tinker and Michael Jordan dying.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm trying to not say the names. You know,
Jesus.
Trying to be polite here.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, there's people God. At
but
home.
But he's
going,
right. He's
what
right.
What is he talking about?
Yeah,
he's
you happen to be
totally
right.
Totally right, but like down the
road.
That,
yeah, hopefully that's way down the road. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up on a couple of deaths. All right, let's go.
Yeah. Way to go out cold. Ooh. Chloe, how are we doing with the laces over there, bud?
I put the olives on, and I'm definitely going to go with the creams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Creams.
Yeah.
Creams.
It's like too much olive going on.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, guys, this was a great episode.
Yeah, it's fun.
This is awesome. This is good. Sean, you doing flooding our feeds. I really like that.
He just repeated the word "do" like
usually,
out of the job.
Usually, yeah. I doze off a few times during flooding our feeds, and today I was wide awake.
That's okay. Good. I'm glad you were. Let's give some shout-outs before we go. Hey, don't forget Sneaker Podcast, brought to you by our good friends over at Sneaker Logic Sneaker Cleaner. That's sneaker-logic.com. Grown up here in the Great White North, organically made, organically sourced. Go check it out. Sneaker Logic. Use that coupon code TSP15, 15% off your order, and get those wipes, sneaker wipes. They're good on the go. Also, big shout out to our boys over at Quality. Ooh, Quality doing some crazy stuff right now.
Yeah.
Go check them out, quality.com. Use that coupon code KICKS20, 20% off your order. And go check out their new collection. A lot of good stuff for the ladies, too. So, ladies, get in there. Or, guys, go get some stuff for your ladies.
Yeah,
go finally. Check it out. Quality.com. Boom.
Wow.
Guys, any shout outs before we leave and before we wrap things up? Mr. Chu?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Bang, right. Wait.
Hey, shout out to every one of you. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah. I'm gonna shout out. Yeah, good to see you back this week, Mike. I will give one shout out. I'm gonna shout out to my OG support group brother Dre, who's going through some stuff right now. And I wanna just say we love you, Dre, and we're here, man. Just you'll be fine. Everything's good, man. We love you.
Oh, we love you, Dre. Yeah. Right. I don't even know you when I love you.
Yeah.
If you know this guy, I love you too.
Yeah.
At Mr. Underscore Spotlight Underscore 10.
Whoa.
Give him some love today. Give him some love.
Yeah, go follow him. Give him a like. Guys, before we wrap things up, if people want to find you on the gram, where can they do so? Mr. Clorel?
At Clorel.
Very nice. Sean, where can people find you?
At SCholar23 and at OG Support Group.
OG Support Group. What about you, Christopher Chu?
At Christopher.Chu and at Traffic Boys.
Traffic Boys, go check it out. Hey, shout out to Calby for being on last week. Appreciate you, Cal.
Absolutely.
If people want to find Calby, where can they do so, Chris?
At Just Calby
with the one marinade.
Yeah.
You can find myself at On Air with Mike D. Follow us at The Sneaker Podcast. Get us on the gram. Send us a like. Say what's up. Let us know what you're wearing on feet. We'd love to know. Until next time, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced, everyone. Peace.
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 Peace.